Good evening, everybody. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Alexandra Fernandez. Today in our virtual studio with me, I am joined by Brenda of the Food Sharing Project. Brenda is the chair of the board of directors. Thank you so much for joining me today. How are you doing?
I'm well, Alex. Thank you so much for your interest.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm excited to chat with you more about the Food Sharing Project and talk about the recent government announcement about the budget for 2023 and how that's impacting national school food programs. So for people who are not too familiar with the Food Sharing Project, can you tell us a little bit about it and what the mission of the organization is?
So the Food Sharing Project has been around for about 40 years. And what we do is we provide the breakfast, lunch, and hearty snack programs that operate in every school across Kingston, Frontenac, and Leadingston, Addington. We provide the nutritious food that goes into the schools, as well as the equipment. And schools order from our through us to get that delicious, nutritious food delivered to their school every week.
Great. Thank you so much. The federal government released their budget for the year on March 28th, but there was a lack of funding and support for a national school food program. So can you tell us why having programs like the Food Sharing Project are important and crucial, and not only for children, but for parents and guardians, etc. as well?
So 1 in 9 families in our community, in KFLNA, lives with food insecurity. And those families have been really struggling through the pandemic. And now, as we're still trying to get back to full-time hours, those families are now, with the combination of really high prices at the grocery store, they're really falling behind. So it's very important that we can provide nutritious food for kids at school, and then families can designate their incomes to pay the rent, to pay the utilities, to put gas in the car to get to work. I'm a retired principal and teacher, and we've always fed kids at school. And as a teacher, you recognize who in your classroom could benefit from something extra that's perhaps more nutritious than what's in their lunchbox, or something like breakfast to get them started in the school day. Research tells us, we don't really need research, you can see it in your classroom or on the schoolyard. Research tells us that when kids can access nutritious food at school, they're more engaged with their learning, they can focus better on tasks, and they're certainly going to be able to have more positive social interactions throughout the whole school day. So it's a real benefit for children at school, but and for their families, for us to be able to provide this really essential service.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And it's very important for, children to be able to have like equal access to something that's such a basic human right, for sure. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And since the federal government is not providing, that funding and support, what will the Food Sharing Project sort of be working on, I guess, for the next year? And will you be like lobbying or campaigning over the next year, so that way there is an additional increase of support and funding, hopefully for the 2024 budget?
So there's been a national conversation about a national school food program for the last few years. And in fact, there is a line in the budget, in the federal budget, that says National School Food Program. And what organizations like Food Sharing and the Coalition for Healthy School Food and Breakfast Club of Canada have been doing for the last year is trying to tell our story and make sure that there is a dollar amount designated to the budget. We were very hopeful this year that in the federal budget there was going to be those dollars attached, but unfortunately that didn't happen. So over the next year, we will be continuing those conversations and advocating greatly, in all areas, across the community, across both federal and provincial governments, to help support food insecurity. We can't do it just through not-for-profits. We need help from both levels of government. One-third of our funding comes from the provincial funding, from the provincial government through the Student Nutrition Program, but that funding hasn't increased since 2014. So we need the provincial government to step up, we need the federal government to step in, and together we can all work together to help make a difference for so many families all across Canada.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Thank you so much for sharing that. And since the beginning of the pandemic, how have you sort of seen food insecurity evolve in the KFLNA region? I know that the numbers have increased, even myself speaking with other or with food shelters and food banks here in the region. Can you speak a little bit to that?
Sure. In 2019, before the pandemic started, the Food Sharing Project was delivering $12,000 worth of food every week to schools. This winter, that number is now at $25,000. We have never experienced the rate of increase that we are dealing with now between 2019 and 2023. Every week it grows. Every week, school coordinators are calling us and apologizing for increasing their orders because the kids are just so hungry. And while we're supposedly on the other side of the pandemic, the lingering effects of the pandemic on families is very significant.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah. And if there are ways that people in the community who can help with the food insecurity in the KFLNA region, if they're, able to, how can people support the Food Sharing Project and be able to help those in the community who need it?
So with our buying power, the Food Sharing Project can provide food for a student at school for $2 a day. And that is the great thing about being the source for all the groceries that go into schools. So when somebody makes a donation to the Food Sharing Project, we take that money right to our local suppliers, and that bulk purchasing really stretches your donation. So if you are able and willing to make a donation to the Food Sharing Project to support our work, you can go to our website at foodsharingproject.org and click on that donate button. And I encourage everyone in the community to look into food providers. We have a number of great organizations that work really hard to provide food on a daily basis for families and individuals across our community. So there are always ways that individuals can help.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Are there volunteer opportunities that lie within the Food Sharing Project?
Yes, if you're interested in volunteering, you can contact us through our website and we'll certainly put you in touch with a school. We also have volunteers who come and pack those food boxes that go out to schools. So there are opportunities there as well.
Great. Thank you so much, Brenda. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we end off?
If you are a member of the Queen's community, the students who are part of the Concurrent Education Program, which is creating new teachers for us to go out to our schools, they've become interested in supporting the Food Sharing Project. So watch out for their fundraising events later this month and also during orientation week in September.
Very exciting. Thank you so much for sharing that with our community. Thank you so much, Brenda, for joining me to learn a little bit more about the Food Sharing Project, how people can get involved, and for speaking about the importance of food programs in schools.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Alex.